Rinpoche wishes all of us a good morning and includes the aspirational prayer that all of our wisdom of listening, reflecting and meditating may increase more and more.
Ya tan na to kunchen chen bi song de dung gre kunchen chen bo tang ren zeng jing mei leng bi song de dung gre pe ke de yi ni ga.
Now we will recite the teachings of Kunjen Longchen and of Rigdzin Jigme Lingpa, both in Tibetan and in English, and we will recite it while meditating upon the meaning. We should not just recite these words through our mouth, but we should think about what the meaning of each word is. And thus, reciting that and thinking about the meaning again and again, we should develop a certain conviction.
Of the four elements.
Now this song about impermanence, which we had yesterday.
Do Mandarja Parandoja Borani, Tanjur Mulun Jonde Dudadu, Mandarja Parandoja Borani, Zambula Mandadan Dudadu, Mandarja Nindu Jandrahu, Tambetu Zananda Dudadu, Mandarja Parandoja Borani.
You would like to stay with your family and loved ones forever, but you are certain to leave them. You would like to keep your beautiful home forever, but you are certain to leave it behind. You would like to enjoy happiness, wealth, and comfort forever, but you are certain to lose them. You would like to keep this excellent human life with its freedoms and advantages forever, but you are certain to die. You would like to study Dharma with your wonderful teacher forever, but you are certain to part. You would like to be with your good spiritual friends forever, but you are certain to separate. Oh, my friends who feel deep disillusionment with samsara, either Dharma, this beggar, has taught you. From today, put on the armor of effort, for the time has come to cross to the land of greatness, and there is no separation. There was a Milarepa song about impermanence. Look out there at all the objects outer and inner, their fleeting appearances like the last night's dream. These delusions of dreams trouble the mind. Have you cut illusion at the root, Rechumpa?
Reflecting on this genuine Dharma comes to mind. Looking at this body here, so impermanent like a castle in the sky. Its appearing and disappearing troubles the mind. Have you cut through birth and death, Rechungpa? Reflecting on this genuine Dharma comes to mind. Looking in at the subject that perceives this birth perch on the crest of a tree. So restless it troubles the mind. Have you realized mind's nature, Rechungpa? Reflecting on this genuine Dharma comes to mind. Looking at the breath moving inside, impermanent as mist on the air, its vanishing troubles the mind. Have you seen moving thoughts disappear on their own, Rechungpa? Reflecting on this genuine Dharma comes to mind. Looking here at the truth of friends, impermanent like crows at a fair, if gathered they're sure to part, and this troubles the mind. Have you severed the bond to close relations, Rechungpa? Reflecting on this genuine Dharma comes to mind. Looking here at the wealth acquired, impermanent like honey from the bees, another's enjoyment of my thing troubles the mind. Have you found the treasure that is mine itself, Rechungpa? Reflecting on this genuine Dharma comes to mind.
The Kunti Lungtien Besongor Nyi, Renzin Jingmi Leng Besongor, Malare Besongor Tasam, Dene? Kiranso, Murere, Sa Jada Jirin Dona, Dene Lola, Rogre Sampaya, Yapo Gomodo, Chupa Yapo Zosan, Matapa Yapo Magona, Chupa Yapo Yong Togumodo, Yong Togumar, Matapa Yapo Gomodo.
If you recite these songs of Kunchen Longchen Rabjam and Rigzin Jigme Lingpa and Milarepa, each of you 108 times, then Rinpoche thinks then it will be easy for you to learn it by heart. It will naturally come to your mind.
Dene yang tapu Rinpoche tapu tharjin je kabze matabe levetang, khyalong matabe niya khere, deso nyambo se na, de songkot deso la, khyalong matabe tang, tharjin je matabe te, tzaban rao cha kere, de nyambo zo na yabudu.
Also, now that Rinpoche has explained about impermanence, as well from the text of the Jewel Ornament of Liberation as of that of Patwa Rinpoche, these songs which we were reciting, if we recite this again and again, then it is like a root text, and it comes to mind, it will be easy for us to memorize. If those who study Tibetan, if they learn these Tibetan verses by heart, since it pervades all impermanence or each topic of impermanence, it is very good if you know that by heart. Rinpoche asks us to develop the Mahayana attitude as before.
Today
Rinpoche will explain the jewel ornament of liberation on the key points, or the domsticks. This covers all the Buddhist teachings. All the Mahayana Buddhist practices. The cause is the Buddha nature. That's the first point. Second point, the base is the precious human body. Third point, the condition is the spiritual friend. Fourth point, the method is the instruction of that friend. Fifth point, the fruition is the body or the kaya of the perfect Buddha. Sixth point, the enlightened activity is to work for the benefit of beings non-conceptually. The first point is the cause. The cause is the Buddha nature. In Mahayana, one speaks about that all sentient beings can reach or attain the state of Buddhahood. And the reason for that they are able to attain the state of Buddhahood is that they have the Buddha nature. There are four synonyms for this Buddha nature. The one is the Sugatagarbha, the other one is the Tathagatagarbha, the third one is Buddha nature, and the fourth one is the nature, the essence of the victorious ones.
Tene dole sanje je tomba sanje je devar dekhi ning bin dokyo yong chap song bare yong la chap se je de tamche le chap song bare sem chi zangbo la ta mata la chap la ngai ba nyer ba ye da tundo ngai song go dowa la ma chap ta ba ma yin ba yong tene pho la chap la mo la ma ta ba sa de da wo ma yin ba ta sem chi tamche la tene dekhi ning bu chap song bare
In the sutras, the Buddha Shakyamuni, the teacher, was teaching, the Buddha nature pervades all sentient beings. If it says all sentient beings, then it does not mean that it only pervades those who are in a good state, maybe the gods and the humans, that it pervades those, but not those who are in a bad state, i.e. the pretas or the hell beings. Or it also does not mean that it just pervades men and not women, but it pervades all sentient beings.
Yang lokta le do, tezon le do de, tene tambichula nyamni sisi gare.
Also, it is not that the Buddha nature is just present in those who have faith in genuine Dharma, and it is not present in those who don't have faith or who even have wrong views. It is that the Buddha nature is present in all sentient beings, no matter whether they have faith or whether they don't. It pervades all sentient beings. Why does the Buddha nature also pervade those who have wrong views? This is because wrong views is just something temporary adhering. It's a temporary adhering stain, something which does not belong to mind. It is just an outward mistake. And these wrong views can be get rid of. And once this person who has wrong views gets rid of these wrong views, this person is able to practice the genuine Dharma.
Tene nga tu namdok yor de simji la dra ni parma som yore. Rang dra chorpa, rang ni du chorpa, dani kaya mayin pa parma som re. Dani kaya mayin pa te manhi yore. Tene dani dra ta ni da parma som ka le dekhi ni bu chapa re. Dani parma som je simji ne lo wo esa dekhi ni bu ngobo le chepa yo ma re. Chepa me pa thang. Then, Ranga Semchi Nelo was at the King in Bodang, Dani Parma Somche Semchi Nelo was at the King in Bola, Chepa Mapare, Chepa Mapa Jumsin, the Yapo Hino, Tene, and Tanda Dajin Tsumba, Samba the Ninja Yang Giri.
When we imagine all sentient beings, then we can speak of three types of our enemies, our friends, and those who are neither of those, or everything that's in the middle. Our friends are those whom we like, our enemies are those whom we don't like, and those who are neither of those actually are the most of all sentient beings. We don't have any relation, neither friend nor an enemy relation to most of all sentient beings. All these sentient beings, no matter whether they are our friends, our enemies, or neither of those, all of them have the Buddha nature. In that they have the Buddha nature, the true nature of mind, clear light, there is no difference between all sentient beings. Also, there is no difference between my own true nature of mind and the true nature of mind, clear light, of all those three, friends, enemies, and those who are neither of those. Therefore, one can also speak of that one can develop a loving kindness and compassion which makes no difference between oneself and others.
Chakso nyu mumba nam lower je trama malam yen da lower trupe trama yin ba ta lower trupe trama te dembar ma dro ba yin ba chor hi na tene danye pam parma so yang che pare sem je ne lok dir hi nyu bore tene dan da ye dang dang kon tro dan tha do la so ba nyu mumba nam lo malam yen da lower trupe trama yin ba ya bo ha ko so na tene sem je Dani Parma Somna Tatsuri Apuyongare. Sim Chinchi Chung, the so low and triple chung remato, Rangin Nelo Kajumare, Nelo Ranginji Tapa, Ranginji number Tapa, Ranginji Zambu in Betaway Yuna. Then the same thing like Tatsuri Apotan, then Ranginji Samba the Ninji Chevare.
First of all, we have to develop a certitude or a firm conviction about that we ourselves have the Buddha nature, that our own true nature of mind is the Buddha nature. If we then understand that all afflictions or attachment and other afflictions and so on, that all of these are just temporary adhering stains and not truly existent, then we can develop the right view or a good view of all sentient beings. We know that all afflictions, be it anger, jealousy, and so on, that these are just like a dream and not truly existent. Therefore, we can see all sentient beings in a good, positive way. We come to understand that sentient beings who are afflicted with afflictions, that this is not the fault of the Buddha nature inside. Therefore, we can see that all sentient beings are the same in that they have the Buddha nature, and we can develop loving kindness and compassion to them.
Jikti longi number to pay and turn, jikti jil lo dung and ba, nam doka one control somebody.
Di Aryataragi Sungre?
The Tambo Jarbu Pomo Yi Dava like Kotiava Yi to cut the song. Ayatare, the name may Tiava Mangula Marava Jarbu Pomo Yi Dava la Kotiava Yi to cut the song. The Jiraya Voyage.
Jarpu Semo.
Really? Jarpu Pomo, she has the same as it.
That what is called a man and that what is called a woman is just a confused label which comes about on due to delusion on a relative level, on the level of mere appearances. On the absolute level, there is no difference between a man and a woman. There is a saying by Aryatara. In one of her lives, she was a princess called Yeshedawa, and she said, these labels of male and female don't truly exist. They are just confused concepts used by those worldly beings with inferior intellect.
This is not the Jumsin Yan Tapayura, same Janelo, Wesar, the King Yambo, Saja, Chambo, Zopa, Chambo, Latin, Simjin, Kandijina, Chepa, never.
That is a true reason because, from the point of view of the true nature of mind, of the Buddha nature, which is clarity, Mahamudra, and Dzogchen, there is no difference between any sentient beings.
Then Buddha Nanjur Mamajik Labrunja Sonayang, Kunji Semla Pomo Mesomore. Kunji, Dikab, you Kunji Sem the Dehi Nimbol Kore, Kunji Dehi Nimbol of Pomo Yomare Somore. Kunji Semla Pomo, Nelo Lopomo La Cheva Mesomore.
Another saying by Yogini from Tibet, which is called Majik Labdrun, it says, or she says, this mind, the all base, has no difference between male and female. Saying this mind, the all base, or she says it the other way around, the all base, this mind, she refers to the Buddha nature, she refers to the true nature of mind. From the point of view of the true nature of mind, of the Buddha nature, there is no difference between male and female.
Tene dorje tepe lola, simchin tamche la tanang gogre, Simjin Tamje Latanang gave a Jumsin there, Dirki Nimble Tore. Simjin Nelo was at Dirki Nimbo Mapam, Mina, then a Simjin Kangala Chepa Mapatanang Tumo. Simjin Tamjela, then a Yedam Jela and Chinkorje, Yedam Jela Itanang Java, Dirki Nimbo Latin, Dirki Nimbo La Tembare.
In the Vajrayana, one should develop a pure vision towards all sentient beings. What is the reason for that one should develop this pure vision for all sentient beings, or why one can that? This is because all sentient beings have the Buddha nature. If the Buddha nature didn't pervade or weren't present in all sentient beings, it would not be able to develop this pure vision towards all sentient beings. If this Buddha nature weren't present in all sentient beings, then one couldn't see them all same in being a Yidam deity. So meditating on this Yidam deity and the pure vision is just based on that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature. Vajrayana, one meditates on the appearance of Yidam deities and the mandala. And also this appearing of Yidam deities and the mandala depends on the Buddha nature. All appearances of deities and mandala are the display of the Buddha nature, clear light. If beings didn't have the Buddha nature, then there wouldn't be any base for mandala and deity to appear. And this is what a practitioner has to become certain about. He has to know that the deity and the mandala is just a display of one's own true nature of mind, of the Buddha nature. And that if there wasn't the true nature of mind, there wouldn't be any possibility for the deities and the mandalas to appear. If the practitioner gains certainty about, then he can or she can practice like that. If the practitioner doesn't understand that the Buddha nature is needed as the base for such appearances, then what will happen is that they will just develop doubts.
Dene dorje tepe lo la la ji yere, yedam je la te la nga ji yere, la te le jingor ji yere, la te kang ba ji gu. Langa jingor sumpo teyang, langa jingor sum te la, kunzob da tuyendan ni yere, kunzob je la ta nga tan jingor sum ta, tuyendan je la ta nga tan jingor sum re, kunzob je la ta nga tan jingor sum te, kunzob je la te hyarsa ga namba ji, re, kado ga namba ji, Kadoga Nambachin, Nala Yang, Dadanga Nambachin, Nala Yigi Yore, Dradang Re, Tanda Yigi Nambachin, the Dradanga Nambachin Re, Jinkor Yang, Dene Goda, Toda, Tepala Sopa, Yep Nambachin Re, Kunzob Je Langa Jinkore, Kunzob Je Langa Jinkote, Simjin Namdo, the Tumbin Chatsore Mato, Namdo, the Tumbin Chatsore, Namdo, the Tumbin Chatsore in Besena, Kunzob, Kunzob Je Langa Jinkor Somra, Kunzob Je Langa Jinkor Somra, Dene Dorje Tepabato, Dembar Hinde, Dembar Himbe Top Je, Tundan Je Lada Jinkor Jinkor Mondo Jobala, Dibgir. That
tōndāngi lāngā jīngur sōm yōpa, yēpa yōpa, tē yāpū hī gōgōdō. Yēpa yōpa tāng, yēpa yōpa jōngsīn kāng yīmba tāng, yēpa nīla tēngi pēntō kāng yōpa tōsī hī gōgōdō. Tēnē dōrjī tēpa nyāmi yāpū yōgōdō.
If one speaks of deities, mantra, and mandala and Vajrayana, one has to understand that these exist on a relative level and also on an absolute level. There are the relative, or there is the relative deity, mantra, and mandala, and also the absolute deity, mantra, and mandala. The relative deity is just a pure appearance which has a color or which manifests in different colors and so on. The relative mantra is just a pure sound, and the relative mandala is just the pure Rinpoche says a deity needs a house, therefore we have the mandala. So the relative mandala is just a pure appearance of something which has walls and doors and so on. This is all on the relative level, and it is in accordance to sentient beings' thoughts. Therefore it is called the relative appearance of the deity, the mantra, and the mandala. What could happen is that the Vajrayana practitioner takes this relative deity, mantra, and mandala to be true. And if this practitioner takes these three to be true, then this will create obstacles or stains which hinder this practitioner from manifesting the absolute mandala, or the absolute deity, mantra, and mandala. Then what is the absolute deity, mantra, and mandala? This is the true nature of mind. True nature of mind, clear light, Buddha nature. This is the absolute deity, it is the absolute mantra, the absolute mandala. A Vajrayana practitioner should know that there is a difference between the relative deity, mantra, and mandala, and the absolute deity, mantra, and mandala. The Vajrayana practitioner, on top of that, should know the reason for why there is a difference between the relative and the absolute deity, mantra, and mandala. And the Vajrayana practitioner should know the benefits of that. This will make the practice of those Vajrayana practitioners much better.
Ne kunzob de la ta so kundo am simjin de kundo la kunda ga la hyagre jerem de so kundo la kunda ga la hyagre kama paron zong do ji samon na don le jerem de kap so bare simjin nam de kundo la kunda la nam hyar be chor song bare kundo se je de nam do re Simjin je namdo la, namdo ga takpa la ka resi kya resi. Jirim se jete namdo ga takpa re, namdo la, namdo ga takpa la kya go re. Simjin nam ju kundo la, kunda la nam kya re chor sung re. Dise na, simjin nam ju kundo se jete namdo re. Tse go la wo zu na, simjin nam ju namdo la, namdo ga takpa la kya re chor. Kande re, te sung re, tse kambo nyo. This is the Jirim Sejati Namdoke, Namdoke, Takpat Lati, Namdoke, Yorti Kharvali.
The relative deity is a completely imputed phenomenon which appears to our concepts or to our thoughts. This is stated by Karmapa Rangjung Dorje in the text which is called The Profound Inner Meaning. In the chapter where he explains the generation phase, he says, there is the, or the way, the manner how deities appear is that completely imputed deities appear to the concepts of sentient beings. The concepts here is complete conceptualization, it's thoughts. And these deities which are created are also a complete conceptualization of thoughts. The deities are made up by thoughts and concepts, and they can only appear to the thoughts and concepts of sentient beings. And this is the way how deities appear in the development phase. The development phase is a phase where you have to make up concepts. So these deities which you create or develop in the development phase are just completely imputed and they appear to your concepts.
Tetar ina yang jerem la jerem gomba la guba yere karre sena dorje tepe la tan jeng kor la ting de ting en zeng jokpo droba tang jokpo drop topu guba tang nyor de drop topu guba tang. Then so nam je cho ja tembo nyor do sa bu guba la so ba tin guba ma bu yo.
Although it is like that, there is a necessity to meditate the development phase. Why is that? Because based on the meditation of deities and mandala, one will quickly attain a firm samadhi, and one will quickly attain or accumulate the accumulation of merit.
Then kunzob de la tang kunzob de la gomba te ni goba thar to pa de karasa na goba thar to pa de dondam de la tang king kon ngon do jor thap re.
The ultimate necessity for to meditate the relative deities and mandala is that one will manifest the absolute deity and mandala. In the Hevajra Tantra, there is a quotation, or there is a saying which corresponds. It says, within the self nature, which is without mental fabrications, deities, mantra, and so on abide in a true way. So here, when it says the self nature, which is without mental fabrications or mental elaborations, It speaks about the true nature of mind, which is clear light. And within, and this true nature of mind, clear light, is the absolute or the true manifestation of deities, mantra, and so on. If we apply this term Buddha nature or Tathagatagarbha, Suttagatagarbha to the terminology of Mahamudra and Mahaati, then one would call that the base Mahamudra or the base Mahaati, the base Dzogchen. One could also call it the base Buddha nature, or if we apply it to the Yidams, then it would be the base Dorjepamo or the base Vajrayogini, and also the base Chakrasamvara. If we apply it to the path, then we could call it the path Buddha nature, the path Mahamudra, or the path Mahaati, which all have the same sense.
Then in Deva Tangjana, Deva Dirhi Nyingbu, Deva Saja Chembu, Deva Dzogpa Chembu, the Chibar.
If we apply it to the fruition, then we have the fruition Buddha nature, fruition Mahamudra, and fruition Mahaati.
The Jumsen Karasana.
Why is that so, that all of these words have the same meaning? This is because the ultimate object to realize is the Buddha nature. And there is only one Buddha nature. Although there is just one Buddha nature, this one Buddha nature is imputed with many words or many names for it.
Then Dorje Tepe Yedam Jewang the Senaya, Don Tambe Yedam the Semjenelo, Dirhi Nimbore, Titsale Yedam, Yedam Yebdan Kado Mandrava, Sadam, Shabla Sopa Trang Mandrava, Nazova, Tinishava.
The Yidam in Vajrayana, we have the absolute Yidam. The absolute Yidam is our true nature of mind, the Buddha nature. And just the display of this absolute Yidam is the shape, the form, and the color, how we visualize the Yidam. There is another saying which says, this one thing appears as the dance or in the dance of many different manifestations. Saying this one thing refers to the true nature of mind, the Buddha nature, however you want to call it, Mahamudra, Mahati. From this one thing appear many different manifestations. That means all the deities which we visualize appear based upon this one thing, the true nature of mind, because it is just the expression or the display of the true nature of mind. However many deities we have in Vajrayana, there are thousands of deities with these again, many divisions of those and things. All these deities are just the display of the true nature of mind. As a Vajrayana practitioner, we should know why it is that there are so many thousands of deities. And this is just because, dependent on this one true nature of mind, just because it is the display of the absolute of the Buddha nature, and therefore these deities, as it says here, appear as the dance of various different manifestations.
Tene semje ne lo wesa de chi ning bo am sa je chen bo am zo pa chen bo de nyam ba ni je la re la ya ba ka so nyam ni je la re pho ta mo yi che ba yo ma re semje ne lo de de chi ning bo de ye da mi na ye da pho re mo re se na pho ya da mo yi che ba yo ma re pho mo nyam ba ni re kado la kar po da mar po da se po kado ma ra ba na zo ba do kado kar re se na kado ge che ba yo ma re kado tam je nyam ba ni re tene yedam yedam la ya yedam ki yin ba ne yi yedam ki ne ta ye ba pa de yedam ma ra ba ma bo de kar re se na tene yedam ma bo de nyung nyung che ba ya yo ma re nyam ba ni re sem je ne lo yedam yin ba de nyam ni ji da ma re nyam ni ki ngang le tene dan da yedam ji chong chong ma ra ba na so xia ba re sakti ni do jam so le kiban su song ji long dang ye de le nyam ni ying le mo yo chong chong na so xia ze song ba re nyam ni ying le mo yo chong chong na so xia sem ji ne lo wo sa de xi ni bo am sa ji jin bo zo ba jin bo de nyam ba ni le nyam ba ni ji ying le chong chong na so ba xia Control Nato Yava, Robot Nato Yava, Zan Nato Yava, Participant of Women.
The
head and jump to Nam Lassenson? Really, we don't jump to long time, you're there. You want to soon. She
was there. Yeah. The true nature of mind, clear light, the Buddha nature, Mahamudra, Mahati, all this is equality. There is no difference of the absolute in male or female. If we have a Yidam deity, there is no difference whether this deity is male or female, because from the absolute point of view, it is our true nature of mind. Therefore, a Yidam being male or female comes down to being equal. Also meditating a Yidam, some Yidams are red, some are yellow. The Yidams have different colors. In the end, there is no difference between which color they have, because they are all the true nature of mind. Therefore, they are equal, or it is equality. There's no difference between whether there is one Yidam or there are limitless Yidams. There's no difference between a few or many. It is equality. And within this equality, all appearances come up like miracles. Rinpoche quotes a saying from is it Shantideva? Shanti. Shantarakshita, which is in the book, which is printed in as a quotation in the book, which is called Ocean of Definitive Meaning, Mahamudra. There Shantarakshita says, from within this expanse of equality, miracles appear. These miracles are just the expression of the true nature of mind. They are just the display of the true nature of mind. It doesn't matter how you call them. It comes from the true nature of mind.
Yedam la dembar ke namdo yibtar khado tzu tamche dembar tropa mare dor do tropa mare rang gombar ting injin je gombar ting injin je tsal likha bare ma to sero do khado dembar tropa yo mare ten da bo khache se gen do te khado la dembar ke mtar khado la dembar ke je yo mare.
Some people say I don't like to meditate on a blue yedam. Some say they don't like to meditate on a red yidam. And this is just a sign that these practitioners take the yidams to be something truly existent. But yidams are nothing truly existent. They don't exist truly. They don't exist as in forms of atoms. But they are just the display which comes, the display of the true nature of mind which comes forth in samadhi. And if some people don't like to meditate upon some special yidams, then this is just a sign that they take the yidam to be truly existent.
Tene kaje ke drama karma la ga gan do se kado karpo ji pa do se mo bo la ga ka mo do kado ya po mo do se gan do ten da bo te tene chetan rang ke nam do de tum bar in ya la la den bar chen bai bata le ten da bo sam na tene la te ya po gom tu bo.
Some people say they would like to meditate on the white Tara because the white color is such a beautiful color. And they don't like to meditate on the green color. This might generally correspond to what they think. But it is just a sign. It is just a sign that they take yidams to be truly existent, and it is just a sign that they didn't develop their intelligence or understanding of, or that they didn't develop the wisdom which realizes emptiness.
Yedan kadola denbari kemba dogola tene toni to bikira gogre toni to bikira mina tenda wotere.
To reverse one's clinging to be to deities as being true, and also one's clinging to their shape, their color, and so on as being true, one needs this wisdom which realizes emptiness.
Tene tanga to semjin la dehi nyimbo yeba tan da wo de kare yere se na dunga la sem jo ba tan tene dunga tele thabar de be sem ji ge yere te je ba te dehi nyimbo yeba ta re sum ba re jo la ma le ka se dehi nyimbo mi na dunga la sem jo ba tan jo te dunga le than do ji lo ji ge ma re dunga la jo hin tele thabar de ba te rang tham khe ba chong na thariya yeba ta re Tando de loje bate taya yubatare. Jovate, Jova, sem, donala sem jo, yomate, donate, dripsin, rawa yubatare. Mune, tundala, tundam la jo, mokova, dekin yubu yubatare. Marve.
Ti yang yasuana.
Jovate, sem, donala sem jovate, ningbote, ningbote. Mugupa, Sem Joval and David, the Hinibo Yerba Tugge, Jim Sinner, then the Jogare. Then a Tando Jolo, Jevate, Tam Kepayona, Taria Yabatare. Ben a much Tungana Tibayina, Juba Tanja, Dele Tando Jolo Jigare, Tando Jolo Jevate, then a Taria Yabu Jim Sinja Tando Jolo Jigare. Then a Taria Mavayina, Tando Jolo Yang Jigamare. Much Tungan Tung Lamsang. Same joker, Tando Jolo Jigrava. They Tam Kepa Yuna Tam Kepa Tan Carpa Zambuchona, Taria Ibatari. Take into Dongan the same Jova Tang, Dongan Teletron, Dojo Lo Jeva Te, Tam Kepa Yuna, Dongan the Torto Vatari. Tendo, Marie Tendo Raisan by you. Tiran so young son.
What is the sign for that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature? Within the Gyulama, the changeless nature, it says that a sign for that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature is that they develop weariness with suffering, or they are fed up with suffering, and they develop a wish or the desire to liberate themselves from suffering. If sentient beings didn't develop thoughts like that, that they get fed up with samsara and that they want to liberate themselves from suffering, then they wouldn't have the Buddha nature. But since they have this kind of thoughts, that is a sign for the Buddha nature. If they develop suffering, weariness with suffering, or if they get fed up with suffering, then this is a sign for that it is really possible to liberate themselves from suffering. If they develop this thought that they are fed up with suffering, then they apply means to get rid of this suffering, and so only already the thought is a sign for that they are able to liberate themselves from suffering. And also if they develop a desire to liberation, or desire for liberation of suffering, then this is also a sign for that there is that liberation is possible. For example, if somebody is put into prison, then just the mere thought, I want to be liberated, is a sign for that it is possible to be liberated. The same thing is if people want, or sentient beings want to liberate themselves from suffering, just the mere thought is already a sign for that it is possible to be liberated from suffering.
Tene dekhi nyimbo yeba ta ra wo che ri kare yore se na sim chin kan de chi na nying ji da hirab de ne ba am sa mo ji yeba ta yeba re nying ji ne ba yeba ta kare se na sim chin tun ro ta bo kan de chi na rang ge pa la che ba yeba ta Bola Gavo Yopa, the Bola Ningian Ravo, Seven Ravo Jebate, Ningi Sound Yabatare. The Ningi Sound the Carillier, the Hinging Bolivar. The Hinging Bocase Mavayena, Ningi Sound Yasayomare. They gained the same thing Candetina, Tundrota, the same thing Candetina, Hirab the Sound Yabatire. Bena, Hina sing the day, but Tundrota and Bussin, Bola Sopa Chungjung in the young, Jika Jeb Caps around Jika Mapasala, Tundoba. Hingnag sing gavo. Savol dingi in a saibo, ekong nan zubata. Hingla dingi in a hing seka la sopa, ekong nan zubala sopa. Rangi jikra mebe sacha chilan rohibati, hirabje samuam, nuban ravuji vatari. Nuba de carrierata, ninji ka samu da hirabje samu de, dehing yibulere. Dehing yibumina, samu yaka yomare. Ta nuba yobal attendant answer, ninji gomna, ninji tempo. Simjin tamje le ninje je to wo yere bena ame pala ninje je wa ta bu ama le ninje je wa na yi ninje ju sawon yo ba se na ninje gom na simjin tamje le ninje je to ba dala ye ninje je to ba de yin do hirab je sawon yo ba jom sin la tin de simjin la ran yin ji hirab chung chung ji wa re den du la tin de lo byong se na de ne hirab chen bo cha to ba hirab chen bi che de Hiram Tarsim Bate, Sanjeji Hirabre, Sanjeji Hirabla Nabatam Jenjibi, he said, Tepard and Pertobre. Dona, Shirab da Nyingi Samung Yopa la tende Dhamma yona Nyingi Gompa Dhamma tang Tusang Gomsom Sena Shirab Prabhata Tse Mepan Prabhata Sanje Ji Nyingi Tang Shirab Ji Pardam Pertuvar Arve
A real sign for that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature is that they have that they can develop loving kindness and compassion. Within this Buddha nature, there is the seed for loving kindness and compassion, and also for wisdom or superior knowledge. A sign for that all sentient beings have the Buddha nature is that they have compassion. No matter which sentient beings there is, whether it's animals or whatsoever, all mothers would have compassion to their children. They would love their children. And this is a sign that naturally there is compassion there already. And where is this compassion contained? This compassion is contained within the Buddha nature in form of of a seed. If we didn't have the Buddha nature, then there wouldn't be anything to store this seed of compassion. Also, there is this seed of wisdom within the Buddha nature. There is some wisdom within all sentient beings. For example, if you look at the animals who live in a forest or in a wild area, when they are afraid, they naturally, by themselves, know where to run to, where to flee to a place where they are not afraid. Be it some animal who lives in the earth, they would go into the hole which they have dug, and so on. Naturally, they know where to flee to, where to run to, and this is a sign that they do have some basic intelligence. And this intelligence is stored as a seed within our Buddha nature. Therefore, since we have the seeds of loving kindness, compassion, and intelligence within our Buddha nature, therefore it is possible that we meditate upon these. We could start out meditating upon compassion, but meditating like a mother would have compassion to her child, and first develop a compassion like that, and then we can extend this compassion towards all sentient beings. Also, intelligence or wisdom, this is contained within our Buddha nature as a seed, and when we meditate upon that, if we use skillful means, then we can make this intelligence or wisdom grow until to a final state where it is the wisdom of a Buddha, which is also called the all-knowing primordial awareness of a Buddha. Therefore, since we have the seeds of loving kindness, compassion, and wisdom within our Buddha nature, it is possible when we use the instructions of our Lama to meditate upon them, to increase them, and to bring them to perfection, to bring them to that loving kindness, compassion, and wisdom of a Buddha.
Tene nga tu semti ne lo dirhi nyingbo te tene waisa trupa dan trawa tang koyang dan payang dan lungyang yinba ta yere ti ta de kar re nga tu jikta chenpo tang hachang jikta chenpo tang hachang donga chenpo tang hachang gawa chenpo sungo kapso tene namto tam chen kakpo kapso rungyin je koyang payang trawa chaga yere te ne lo ngoma te koyang payang yinba ta yere
There is a sign for that our true nature of mind, the Buddha nature, which is clear light, free from all mental elaborations, that this state is a state which is open, relaxed, and spacious. The sign for that is when we come into situations where we suffer an incredible fear, or where we suffer an incredible suffering, or where we have an unbearable joy, these states are states where all thoughts are cut. In that situation, we feel naturally open, relaxed, and spacious. And this is a sign that the Buddha nature naturally is an open and relaxed and spacious state.
Then Rabu Toda Chopaka Chapakaps Nelokla, Nelokla, Takipa in a Nelok, Topper and Jonah Young, Simjins and Tron, the Ne Nelokla Tati, Higayo Marta, Togoyo Mare, the Ne Young Tropachi here. TG is a young number, Jewel.
La.
Then the Toda Chapakaps, the same Jin Nelokla Takina Yamni Yona Nelok Togre, in a Takigayo Mare, Toda TG is a young number, Jin and Trogo here.
If we come in such a situation where we are just in a situation where there are no thoughts anymore, or where all thoughts have stopped, if we in this situation know how to look at our true nature of mind, then we will realize it. If we don't know it, then another thought will come up and we will be deluded again. In the Vajrayana there are taught many different types or methods of how one can look at the true nature of mind in such situations where all thoughts are stopped.
Namjat chui jeparhe, tremendous pig going in the temple, Jilama indicated Georgia by a yopare, Mount Bala, digging in but jeparhe, the Patsu, Jilama of Yonzuko, Dorjin ne jepas of Yonzuko.
Today Rinpoche was just presenting the teachings on the Buddha nature in brief, relating it to practice. If you are interested in studying how the Buddha nature is covered. If you are interested in studying about the Buddha nature, you should study this fourth topic or the fourth chapter of the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra.
The name Gampo Pe Tarjin Jikapso, Tarjinle, Rikhe Rikta Mangi Rik Nindu Rikta Ranjar.
You could also study the same topic upon the Jewel Ornament of Liberation by Gampopa, where it talks about the five Buddha, the five potentials, which says the cut-off potential, the uncertain potential, the Shravaka potential, the Pratyeka Buddha potential, and the potential of the Mahayana. These five summarize the potentials toward Buddhahood. This chapter presents the signs or the proofs that there are these five different types of potentials in sentient beings, and you could study the topic on this chapter in the Jewel Ornament of Liberation.
The Rekhi Domsik Pe Konsola Chikta Chita. Rekhi Rekhi Dham Mangi Re.
Rekhi Do?
Mama Yingi Ke.
You are supposed to write down this domsik about the potential. You need something to work, you have to write it down. So, the cut-off potential. the uncertain potential. Next line, the Shravaka potential. The Pratyeka Buddha potential. And those who possess the Mahayana potential, these five describe all those who possess the Buddha potential. I read once more. The cut-off potential, the uncertain potential, the Shravaka potential, the Pratyeka Buddha potential, and those who possess the Mahayana potential. These five describe all those who possess the Buddha potential.
Potential. Buddha potential. Potential.
Potential.
Potential. Yeah. 다음 동거는 지나서.
Now we have to recite. 다음 표기도.
아.
Okay.
Ne re je re da la me re ne de re da ra ja re te ba je be re ji ma ye sa je re je lu da yi ji ke sa so
the cut off potential, the uncertain potential, the Shravaka potential, the Pratyeka Buddha potential, and those who possess the Mahayana potential. These five describe all those who possess the Buddha potential. The cut-off potential, the uncertain potential, the Shravaka potential, the Pratyeka Buddha potential, and those who possess the Mahayana potential. These five describe all those who possess the Buddha potential. The cut-off potential, the uncertain potential, the Shravaka potential, the Pratyeka Buddha potential, and those who possess the Mahayana potential. These five describe all those who possess the Buddha potential.
Gewande jewo kan sunam yeshe toto
sunam yeshe lejongwe damba kune topa
munjo lempo
kuye tashi shu yenla dukcho sungi tashi dada jime tuki tashi yarwe kosong tuki tashi Nimo dele, sendele, nime kongyang dele shin, ninsen takto dele, kensho sungi ta shin.